Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Kol Yisrael, every Jew, Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba, they have a portion in the world to come. And this includes even those who we learned about up until this point who have received capital punishment, but as long as they have not gone against some of the fundamentals of our faith, as we'll see in the Mishnah, that still they have a portion in the world to come, and the fact that we say a portion indicates that not everyone has the same portion. There are different levels that exist in Olam Haba. Olam Haba here refers to the world after Tchiyas HaMesim, after the resurrection of the dead. It's not referring at this point to the what we call the Olam HaNeshamos, where Neshamos, where people's souls are kept after they pass away. This is talking about a later time in history. And in any case, Shenemar, the pasuk that supports this idea that every Jew has a chelek olam haba, pasuk in Yeshaya, va'amech kulam tzadikim, and your nation, they're all tzadikim. La'olam yirshu eretz, they will always forever inherit eretz, it's referring to the land of the living, the land of olam haba. Netzer mata'ai, they are the branches of my planting. Ma'aseh yadai l'spar, they are the works of my hand, through which I glorify myself. And the following, however, will not receive a portion of the world to come. Omer, someone who says, Ein tchias hamesim in the Torah, that there is no source in the Torah for the idea of the resurrection of the dead. This is even if he doesn't deny the existence of the resurrection of the dead, simply if he maintains that it can't be found anywhere in the Torah, that itself is significant, is sufficient grounds for him not receiving a portion in that resurrection, which is the Olam Haba resurrection. Another person who doesn't receive a portion of the world to come is someone who says, "V'ein Torah min Hashemayim." He says, "Torah is not from heaven." V'apikoros, or somebody who's an apikoros. Now, apikoros, there's several different definitions of what an apikoros is. It can be somebody who, the Gemara says, somebody who disgraces a Talmud Chacham, and certainly someone who disgraces the Torah itself, somebody who denies the existence of Hashem or his unity, somebody who denies the nevuah, that prophecy exists, or in general, anyone who does any averos biad rama, he does it with brazenness in order to anger Hashem. In any case like that, or he denies the coming of Mashiach, and apikoros may have as its source from either the lashon of hefker, of somebody who's abandoned belief, but also could possibly be from the philosopher Epicure, who also did not believe in Hashem. Rabbi Akiva Omer Af Hakorei B'Svarim HaChitzonim. Another type of person who does not receive Olam Haba is someone who reads in Svarim HaChitzonim, which are works of apikursus, works of heresy. Another category, V'halochish alamaka, somebody who whispers or says an incantation over a wound. V'omer, and he says, Kolamachala asher samati v'mitzrayim lo asim olecha, that Hashem had said in the Torah that the affliction that I placed on Mitzrayim and Egypt, I will not place on you. Ki ani Hashem Rofecha, I am Hashem who heals you. And he tries to use this title as an incantation. And the Gemara says this is talking about where he spits in the process of doing this incantation. And that's because he's disgracing Hashem's name that's mentioned in that pasuk by spitting at the same time. Abashal Omer, Abashal says an additional category is Afa Hoge es Hashem Bos Yosef, somebody who expresses Hashem's name the way it's written, which is not the way we pronounce it, and he does this, the Gemara explains, in a very public way, when people are not involved in sanctified matters, and he basically profanes Hashem's name in this way.